six, which is executive officer's report. Actually, Felice, you put a speaker's card request in the executive officer's report.
I'm going to wave that in the interest of getting you guys down the road.
Don't mind giving.
You weren't going to allow it anyway.
I wouldn't say so. I'm not saying no at this point. I was just going to allow my executive.
Seriously, I'm going to wave it.
No problem. I'll give you that. Mr. St. John.
Just have a brief oral update in addition to the written one. The first is just to let the public know that we'll be getting a draft agenda for the 2013 board meeting schedule, currently working with the board to nail down meeting dates and meeting locations, and so that'll be before the board to approve that schedule at the December meeting. In early November, there's a meeting of the state and regional boards. It's called the Water Quality Coordinating Committee, and this happens once a year. And it's a meeting where the different regional and state boards come together to talk about both regional and statewide issues and priorities. The focus this year is on, there's going to be a tour on the 31st related to the Bay Delta. And one of the common themes of this Water Quality Coordinating Committee is the linkage between flow issues and water quality. And so the focus in that is on the Bay Delta, but it's relevant here because it's a statewide issue that's growing in getting more and more attention. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. Most of our discussions, all the items today, have been related to our non-point source programs. And the work that we do in our non-point source programs is largely defined by our non-point source program work plan that we develop for the State Board every 5 years. Our existing five-year work plan is what which we get board input on, and it's what defined some of the key accomplishments that we can now look back on. It's what prioritized the development of a dairy regulatory program, which I think we can all be proud of that you adopted this past January. It has the development of our county roads maintenance program, which is going to be coming to you in the next couple of months, as well as it had the U.S. Forest Service waiver and the Bear Creek Watershed WDRs. The reason I'm mentioning this is that it's an important kind of work planning step that staff are going to be undertaking to look out now into the next 5 years of what are the continuing non-point source program elements that we are going to be working on. And I can anticipate that we're kind of nearing the end of developing new programs, and we really need to now refine the ones that we're working on and begin to have a clear strategy for implementing those programs. So you all, the public, can look forward to a dialogue and staff's recommendation on our next five-year work plan for the non-point source program. That will be brought to you. It's a plan that will become effective the beginning of next fiscal year, July 2013. So we anticipate bringing it to you sometime in the late spring.
Fantastic.
That's it for right now.
Okay, the last, very, very last thing would be any board members' request for future agenda items of interest. Seeing none, I would say that our next meeting is December 6th in Santa Rosa. Probably 8:30 a.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody for coming today and participating. Thank you, staff, for your hard work. Mr. Vera, nice job, mister.
Thank you very much. I'm waiting. There you go.